Soderbergh is the author of two popular series that have earned her a reputation for creating strong, believable, and likable female characters. Allafair's interest in crime began in the late 70s, when, as a child, her family moved from Florida to Kansas. The move was at the time when a serial murderer, a man who called himself BTK, short for Bind, Torture, Kill, was terrorizing Wichita. The Burkes' new home fell within the killer's stalking territory, and it left quite an impression on young Allafair. Allafair attended Reed College in Portland, Oregon. After graduating Phi Beta Kappa, she went on to Stanford Law and decided to pursue a career in criminal law. She accepted a judicial clerkship with the Circuit Court of Appeals before accepting an appointment as Deputy District Attorney in Portland. After 5 years at the DA's office, Allafair was ready to marry her love of crime fiction with the knowledge she'd gathered as a prosecutor. Her first novel, Judgment Calls, introduced readers to feisty Portland prosecutor Samantha Kincaid. Next, Allafair moved to New York City, where she still teaches criminal law and procedure at Hofstra Law School. She felt the time was right to begin writing from a police officer's perspective. So, NYPD detective Ellie Hatcher was born. Allafair is often asked about the origin of her name, especially by readers familiar with her dad, James Lee Burke, and his fictional character, Allafair Robichaux. Allafair, though, was named for her father's maternal grandmother, a common name in the South at the turn of the 20th century. Today, we'll talk with Allafair about her new book, If You Were Here. Welcome, Allafair. Thanks for joining us on the Book Report today.
Thank you so much for having me.
McKenna Jordan is your new central character. Tell us about her.
Well, she's a former prosecutor, like me, turned writer, like me. But she's chasing down the story of a woman who heroically saves a kid from the when he falls into the subway tracks. And, you know, she's just trying to figure out who this woman is. And she finally gets a grainy cell phone footage of the incident. And when she is finally able to see the woman's face, she's shocked to think that it's her long-missing friend, Susan Houtman, who disappeared without a trace 10 years ago. So the book is, as a thriller, it's her search for the truth about whatever happened to her friend and if that woman is, in fact, her missing friend. But it's also, in my mind, a book very much about the choices we make, that she reflects a lot about her life 10 years ago and Susan's life and her husband, whom she met through Susan. And it's really about the decisions that all three of these people made over the course of 10 years.
Now, reviewers say this is your most personal book to date. How so?
Well, like I said, McKenna shares my professional background. Her husband, Patrick Jordan, is a West Point graduate who now works in private security, which is my husband's background. And the notion that the two of them really have no shared past, other than their mutual friend Susan, the woman who disappeared, kind of taps into my own marriage when I met somebody that I didn't know. You know, we met each other online, which is, I guess, not that weird anymore. But if we hadn't met online, we wouldn't have met at all. And so we really had to get to know each other from true scratch, which in reality has worked out quite well. But I've always thought that because I make things scary and nefarious, that when you get to meet somebody from true scratch, you're really taking a lot of trust because everything they tell you about their past is exactly that. It's what they're telling you. You don't really have any kind of external validation. And as McKenna starts to look into what happened to Susan and all of Susan's relationships, including with her own husband, she starts to wonder whether there are things that her husband has hidden from her over time.
Hmm. You wrote McKenna was a natural rule follower. Even as a child, she would lecture her parents for parking in loading zones. Is that you?
I was the kind of kid who would tell on myself. If I did something bad, I'd feel such overwhelming guilt, I'd go tell on myself. Yeah, I call myself a rule follower. I don't know if that's a good trait or not.
Oh, I think so. Okay, so you've been so successful with Samantha Kincaid and also Ellie Hatcher, your two characters from series. What made you do this independent book?
Well, I wrote a standalone novel 2 years ago called Long Gone, and I found that as a writer that there's something about that that it permits you and also forces you, depending on whether you're feeling good about it or bad about it on a specific day, to write a bigger story. With the series books, I want Ellie Hatcher, I want Samantha Kincaid to be around a long time, and so there's a tendency as a writer to make their evolution gradual, right? You can't do sudden changes because it might jar readers, and it might also be a decision that you might not want to live with over the course of years and decades. With a standalone, you're really telling a beginning, middle, and end of a character's story as far as the reader is concerned, and I found that really fun in Long Gone, that I could do a lot with the characters, and also the action kind of felt a little bigger. And this was a book that when I had the idea of, you know, somebody's missing for a long time and whether there are secrets to be told, there was really no reason for Ellie Hatcher to be in it. Ellie Hatcher is an NYPD detective, and if the story were told from her perspective, it would really just be from an investigator's perspective, and I think it would have been a less personal book, and you wouldn't have learned as much about the people who really should have been the primary characters.
Mm. You had a very busy and successful career as a lawyer. What made you decide to become a writer?
Well, it was actually my experience as a prosecutor and as a reader that made me sort of stumble into this life I have now as a writer. I had been working at the DA's office for several years, and I was always a huge reader of fiction, and particularly crime fiction, and I started to realize that I was seeing a world at the DA's office that was very stylized. There's a certain way that prosecutors talk to each other and to police officers, and the attitude that law enforcement kind of has towards the court system and to crime generally, that I didn't really see in crime fiction. I mean, I thought that this little thing I was seeing in Portland, Oregon, which is where I practiced, I thought, you know, that world would really make good terrain for crime fiction. And after working there for several years, I had an idea. I probably never would have written it down except for that I followed a boy to New York. And so I was no longer working at the DA's office, and I took a summer off. Where I was supposed to be studying for the bar. I did study for the bar, but I also, bar exam, but I also decided, I've always wanted to write a book, and I've always wanted to be better at golf, so I took some golf lessons. I got myself a computer and started what became my first book, Judgment Calls. I wrote about half of it that summer, and then it took me another 3 years, I think, to finish it, but I thought I'd write one book, and it would be on my shelf forever, and I could show it to people. But I've been lucky enough that that turned into a career for me.
Hmm. Do you think you and your dad will ever write a book together, a Dave Robichaux, Ellie Hatcher thriller?
I would love it. I would love it, but then I flash back to, you know, him trying to teach me how to drive and me finally having to go to my brother and say, will you please do this instead? Wow. You know, we're both very solitary workers. You know, we're both our own bosses for a reason. And so if we work together, it's a question, I mean, he'd obviously have to be the boss, and then I go back to being the kid being taught how to drive again. No, the real difficulty actually is neither one of us outlines. We just kind of feel something in our bones that makes us want to start writing a specific story, and we just let the characters kind of lead the way through the next 500 pages or something, which is an insane way to write and very, you know, it's not healthy probably, but I don't know how two people write together if neither one of them is planning anything. If somebody could figure that out for us, I think we'd love to do it. Maybe a short story or something that might be more manageable. Hmm.
All right, so what's the next project you're working on?
I'm working on the next Ellie Hatcher book. It should be out next year.
And working title?
I always write the titles last.
Okay.
Once I know what the book's about. but it's a, you know, I'm still a law professor, and I write, in my professional life, I write about wrongful convictions. So, Ellie kind of gets pulled into a potentially wrongful conviction case. So that it should be good. She's working with her boyfriend, who's a DA, which leads to some interesting situation.
Readers, I want to let you know that If You Were Here is a real page-turner. Definitely pick it up this summer. Alifair, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.